You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine at cui.edu. Joining us today is Matthew Leedy, Executive Director of Worship Anew. Matthew, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It has been a couple of years. It's been more than a couple of years. It's been a while since we've chatted about Worship Anew. So glad to have you in studio, an opportunity to learn about what Worship Anew is, because Worship Anew has kind of a similar history to KFUO. We do something. We have something in common.
We're both in media.
In media. Not just media, but in particular, bringing the gospel, bringing the good news of Jesus to many people. Tell us a little bit about the history of Worship Anew.
So Worship Anew started, we kind of dated back to 1965. Reverend Oswald Bertram was a pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Toledo, Ohio. And he started a program back then that was known as Worship for Shut-ins. And he actually did that for many years at the local ABC TV station there in Toledo. And then subsequently, in 1979, he passed away from cancer, and that program ceased to exist. And especially for nonprofits, we always say, you know, if your ministry is important, if it ceased to exist overnight and people missed it. And lots of people, especially kind of in that area, really missed not having this weekly worship service he was broadcasting. And it was at that time focused on reaching homebound and also to those who are unchurched. And so there was a group in Fort Wayne, Indiana, who had been watching that program there in Fort Wayne, and they were like, can we get this up and going? And so there was a strong effort to raise money, get that up and going. And so subsequently in 1980, there at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Fort Wayne, they started it back up again and were able to then continue broadcasting it there up until 2010, at which point we built a new media center on the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne. And that's where we continue to broadcast the program out of to this day.
That's really exciting that you've been able to see that kind of expansion or growth, or just being able to have your own studio, I'm sure has afforded you a lot of opportunity.
It has, and that's been a great blessing for us. There's lots of opportunities being in Fort Wayne for us to be able to bring in choirs as they're coming in to tour, and we can record those and we can put those out on the program. We have a great group of pastors who appear regularly on the program, and those all come mostly from the Fort Wayne area, which is quite nice as well. And then to have that dedicated space is a great blessing. And so, yeah, we really feel blessed to be able to carry that out in the way that we do.
Yeah, I know my alumni choir, the Capella from Concordia Chicago, was just on Worship Anew, I think, just a few months ago.
Yes,
I saw that. I was a little jealous.
Well, you know, I'm biased, but I love having them on as well.
So, So how did you get involved with Worship Anew?
So that's a great question. I had been doing fundraising for some of our Concordias, I think with my background in fundraising, when Ken Schilf, who had been the executive director there at the ministry for over, I think it was almost 30 years, he had been there for a very long time, and he had announced he was retiring, and so I kind of put my hat in the ring. They did a national search, and then I ended up being selected as the executive director. I think for me, being able to use my gifts, I think, in having worked in fundraising, but also having a background in media and an understanding of how media worked, and then just having a heart for proclaiming the gospel. My dad was a Lutheran pastor, and just being able to carry on in serving the church in this capacity, for me, it turned out to be a great fit. So I feel truly blessed to be able to continue doing this. Now it's been for over 11 years. Yeah.
He's being humble. He also has a degree in communications from Concordia University Chicago. We're all Concordia alumni.
Hey.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. Alumni. Yeah.
There we go.
So, communication, mass media. So, yeah.
Very nice.
Yep. So I'm excited that I can continue to use that to this day. Yeah.
See all the media people in the room, except Sarah doesn't have a degree in communication or media.
I do not have a degree in communication or media. Nope.
But from Concordia Chicago.
Yes, that is true. Yep.
So, except... was it Concordia River Forest when you were there, Matt?
Yes, Concordia University River Forest, CURF.
Same here.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I graduated from both. I went back and finished a master's from Concordia Chicago. So
oh, there you go.
So a background in fundraising and media as well. And how did you then just come to really appreciate what was happening with Worship for Shut-Ins, which became Worship Anew. How did you really learn to appreciate what was happening?
Well, I think, first of all, just that opportunity to be able to reach so many people using media to share God's word to me was tremendously impactful. And so I love that concept. To be honest with you, I love working with older people. My wife is a Lutheran school teacher. She works with kids every day. That frightens me. Like, I get up in front of a bunch of kids and I just totally go blank. But working with older adults, to me, that's like my sweet spot. I love being around older people. And so to be able to see the need, knowing that as older adults are rounding third base, heading towards their eternal home, for us to be able to come alongside them, to be able to share God's word, to be able to share the love of Christ with them at this important stage of life, to me, it's extremely important. And to be able to do that, I think, is just an awesome opportunity. We did recently a Barna research project with Barna that we published a journal doing research with them. And it was incredible to see, especially for older adults, many people at that stage of life are living their best life. They're able to travel. They're able to do the things that they want and be able to spend time with their family and grandkids. But for those especially who are isolated, for those people who are dealing with health issues and can't travel, economically can't do the things that they want to do, those people oftentimes are very alone. And for us, we were able, through that work, doing that research with Barna, that really just emphasized to me the extreme importance of being able to minister, especially to those people who are homebound, the people who are isolated and just very much alone, and to be able to bring them encouragement, to be able to share with them Christ's love. We see that as a very important part of what we're doing to this day.
Yeah, that is really great work. Now, you mentioned that Worship for Shut-Ins started in Toledo locally a long time ago.
Yes.
How far is the reach now? Where do people actually find you now?
Well, and actually, we've been able to add lots of additional TV stations all over the country. So you can go on our website and you can see all the various TV stations that we broadcast on. We're also on TCT, which is an all-Christian station. We're on American Forces Network Television as well. So even as our primary focus has been and continues to be ministering to older adults, being able to minister to people serving our country overseas is also very important to us. And so being on American Forces Network allows us to have an LCMS pastor, Lutheran pastor, preaching to our men and women serving our country overseas each and every week. And so that's really, I think, a great opportunity for us to be able to share God's word in that way as well.
How do you see Worship Anew making a difference for those who serve?
So for those that we serve, we hear from viewers every day with letters, emails, phone calls. We know that there's lots of people that we're impacting, especially, again, for those people who are homebound, who can't go to church, to be able to, obviously, as you know, we come alongside their local congregation as their pastor visits with them, but to be able to continue participating in a weekly worship service where they can be able to watch an LCMS pastor and hear the beautiful hymns that are shared each and every week. For many of them, that just gives them a tremendous amount of encouragement. And then we also have found that many of our viewers are people that still go to church on a regular basis. So it's the people that, you know, I always say, especially who are sitting up maybe in the front of church or, you know, even on a snowy day, you see the people who are in their 90s still pulling up and, you know, attending church. And those are the people that just, they love hearing their pastor preach every week. They love hearing and singing the beautiful church hymns. And those are people that just, they want more of that. And so that gives us a great opportunity to, you know, be able to come alongside local congregations and continue to minister to them in that way as well.
What are the stories that you've received from viewers and listeners that they've shared with you?
You know, we've heard so many stories that, you know, the couple especially who, you know, in the final weeks, you know, and days, you know, of their loved one, you know, being with them on this earth, of being able to, you know, sit there and be able to watch Worship Anew. Or, you know, during COVID, you would hear even stories about, you know, we weren't able to get to church, but, you know, I sat there with my loved one and read to them our Hopeful Living daily devotionals, you know, and that was a way for them to continue to, you know, be connected and being able to ministering to their loved one, but to their spouse, but also ministering to them as well through the reading of those devotions. So there's so many of those types of situations, you know, children who write to us and say, thank you so much, you know, for my parents loved watching Worship Anew, and I just appreciate that you were there for them in the final months of their life when they couldn't go to church anymore.
You mentioned devotions. Is this more than just a TV program?
Yeah, actually, over the years, we've been able to add additional resources. So, of course, Worship Anew, the TV program, is probably what we're still most known for. But our daily devotional, Hopeful Living, it's a quarterly devotional publication that we send out to individuals and churches all over the country. Very easy to read devotions that gets people in God's Word on a daily basis. They're written by seniors for seniors, so it's very much customized to that stage of life. People love them. And so we're grateful to be able to publish that. We also publish a monthly magazine called The Broadcaster, and that goes out every month to individuals with articles that talk about what's going on with Worship Anew, but also we have articles in there that are customized towards older adults in that stage of life. So people, they get this and they just love receiving that. And so we definitely encourage people, if they are interested in any of those, to contact us. And we would love to send out a sample of the Hopeful Living devotional. And there's no cost for the Broadcaster magazine. So definitely encourage you to sign up and receive that every month as well.
We'll chat more about that in just a moment. We're talking with Matthew Leedy, Executive Director of Worship Anew. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Concordia University System is comprised of five universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System, education built on God's Word. cus.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with Matthew Leedy, Executive Director of Worship Anew, learning about the ways that Worship Anew reaches older adults, but not just older adults, with the good news of Jesus through programs like television programs, Worship Anew, but also other resources as well. Tell us a little bit more about the additional ways in addition to the television programs.
So we also have a care ministry where we're able to, once again, come alongside congregations and individuals to share Christ's love, especially with older adults who are going through difficult circumstances in their lives. And so our care ministry, one of the popular aspects of that is our care packages. So people can go on our website and request a customized care package that they can select the different things that would be sent to that person. So this could be to a loved one across the country. It could be your neighbor next door. But just a lot of items come into the care package that are comfort items. It could be a soft blanket, and it has your coffee or tea. And there might be some chocolate or candy in there. There could be other things that are just awesome to be able to open up and to receive. There's ministry resources as well. And again, that's a great way just to be able to share a little bit of Christ's love and His word with somebody. Maybe you don't know if that person's Christian, but this is just a nice thing to let them know that you're thinking about them. You can put a personalized message in there. Just let them know that you're praying for them. And we've gotten so many positive comments back from people who have both received the care package, but also those who have sent it, and just being, you know, moved to tears about the joy that that person experienced just getting that care package in the mail, which is really cool.
Everyone loves care packages.
Yeah,
there are
true.
Plenty of opportunities to send a care package to someone that you know and love.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, like, sometimes people are like, oh, I want to do that, but they don't know what to put in it or how to go about it. And so that's where we take care of all that for you. And just to, you know, and it's just maybe, again, another congregation that could just be thinking, you know, we have 10 or 15, you know, shut-ins at this time. Maybe it's just periodically you're sending a care package out to each of them. So it's another nice way to let them know that you're thinking about them.
Take us behind the scenes a little bit. How does Worship Anew happen? What's the magic behind that makes this amazing resource possible?
Well, we have a great team. We have 16 on our staff who do a lot of amazing work to make this all possible. And then we also have volunteers who... This ministry would not be possible without the volunteers that come together to make this all happen. So we're grateful for all the people that come together. It's just people that truly have a heart for the work of this ministry and to share Christ's love with so many people. They know because of the impact of this ministry that gets me out of bed every day to do this work. I think that's what drives people to want to come and work for us, but then also to be a part of it as volunteers. And they know that, you know, this is a way, whether it's, you know, in their retirement or whatever, to be able to continue and sharing Christ's love in such an impactful way. And so we really appreciate all the volunteers who come together really on a daily basis to make this happen.
So lots of volunteers. You have a crew of 18 that work, 16, you said?
16,
that work together to make, and we understand here in the studio, and I know that video is just even more complicated than audio, all the work that goes behind the scenes to make those things happen. On the deadlines that you have, because I know that you have deadlines when you're trying to get all the video out to all the stations and all that distribution. I know that that's challenging. So kudos to you and your team for making that happen for so many years.
We have to have people that have very specific deadlines, and you know, to keep track of all that. We have a great team that works really hard at making sure all that happens. And you know, working both in video and print, you have to have those deadlines set, oftentimes months in advance, so that you know exactly when certain things need to be done. Yeah.
Yes, we understand that full well here.
I do. Feel that in my soul.
That means sometimes that you're working on Advent and Christmas stuff when it's really warm outside.
Yeah, we truly believe Christmas in July. We are celebrating that right now. So.
Yeah. I'm sure pastors getting out the Advent and Christmas stoles and things like that.
Throws them off a little bit, but thankfully our pastors now who have been on Worship Anew for many years are seasoned veterans. They're great. They just come in. They totally embrace it. You know, before we kick off our productions, we come together and we do an opening prayer and devotion, and we'll sing a hymn, and we'll oftentimes do a hymn for that time in the church year that we're going to be recording for. And it just gets us excited, you know, to be able to do this, and puts us, you know, in, I think, a great frame of mind to be able to reach so many people. And we know as our pastors, you know, are preaching on Worship Anew, that that message is going far and wide, reaching people on a regular basis. We don't even know who's going to be hearing these messages oftentimes. And just knowing that the Holy Spirit is going to be working in the hearts of all those who come in contact with God's word.
We've gone so far as making Christmas cookies in August to help the staff get the mood to work on Advent and Christmas stuff. So tell us a little bit more about the pastors and the choirs who serve on Worship Anew.
We have 6 regular pastors who appear on the program. They're all pastors from churches in the Fort Wayne area. And these are just dearly loved pastors who do a great job preaching, and people just love them. So we feel really blessed with those pastors that we have. And then we also do have guest pastors who will come on and record. And those could be also pastors either from kind of Northeast Indiana, or they could be other parts of the country as well. And so we periodically could have pastors that come in from other parts of the country to come in and record for those special programs. And then we also have choirs, and those could be college choirs, like we mentioned, from our Concordias, which we love. They might be Lutheran high school choirs. We get lots of Lutheran choirs that are coming through on tour through the Fort Wayne area. It's a popular stop, so we oftentimes will have them come in and record. It's a great way for those choirs to minister to, you know, people, but also to, you know, promote their school and to let people know, hey, you know, we're here and that they're doing awesome work. And then we also have local churches, Lutheran grade schools, and then, of course, the Worship Anew Choir. And so that's a premier choir of individuals made up mostly of Northeast Indiana who come together, and we record them on a regular basis. And so those are typically, they're singing oftentimes the hymn of the day that we're going to have on the program, or just a dearly loved hymn that we want to make sure that we include on that particular Sunday.
Why is it important to have all of those partnerships with all the different, the six pastors, but also guest pastors and choirs? What does it mean to have partnerships with all of those different people and organizations?
We've felt blessed to be able to have a lot of those collaborations with other ministries and churches, schools. They all come together to make this work possible and for them to then go back to their congregations and share about the work we're doing. We recently had all the district presidents come in to record a couple of hymns, and that was awesome. Our ministry, the staff just loved being able to participate in that. It was extremely encouraging for them.
I think that's a booming sound hearing all of them sing together.
And the district presidents, I think, enjoyed it a lot too. And so they're going to be appearing on the program coming up in October. And so we'll be highlighting that later on, and hopefully we'll be able to promote that so people know when that's going to be coming. But we're excited that they're going to be appearing on the program coming up.
We here at the International Center host some of the meetings of the district presidents, council presidents. So occasionally you'll know when they're in chapel because, you know, they're pastors who sing boldly and it sounds fantastic in chapel. You know that there's a council of presidents meeting going on.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you that when they came in to record and we did, I kind of spoke with them briefly, and then Tommy Mall, our director of content, did the prayer. And as soon as he ended the prayer and they all said amen, it was the loudest amen I've ever heard in
shakes
my entire
life.
It shook the walls.
Oh, we have a couple of minutes left. What do you want us to know about Worship Anew? What do you want our listeners to know? How do they find Worship Anew and how they can participate?
They can definitely come in contact with Worship Anew, obviously via our website. I definitely encourage, if they have access to the internet, go on worshipanew.org. They can find it there. If they have any questions, they can contact us at our office at 260-471-5683. We are looking forward to Worship Anew airing on KFUO coming up later this year, Sunday mornings. Going to be 7:30 a.m. and 1 o'clock p.m. That's going to be starting in September. So look forward to that opportunity for people in this area to be able, on KFUO, to be able to listen and participate in Worship Anew that way as well. So there's an entire list of all the TV stations we appear on our website at worshipanew.org. So that's probably the best way to access that.
You shared something that I think is super exciting. We are just elated to get to partner with Worship Anew and get to share the Worship Anew worship services on KFUO starting this fall, September. First Sunday in September, I believe, begin broadcasting. Yeah. So yes, you'll get two opportunities on Sunday to hear the Worship Anew service starting at 7:30 a.m. Central. And then again, also at 1 p.m., we'll re-air that service again at 1 p.m. on Sunday starting in September. It's exciting. It's a new venture. The two big LCMS broadcasters get to share a work together and share that good news of Jesus. So we're excited to add that to our Sunday lineup because we know so many listeners who listen are homebound or shut-ins or not able to make it out regularly on a Sunday morning to join the regular congregation. So we are just privileged to be able to get to share that with them.
It's a great blessing. And again, it's just a great opportunity for people that want to come in contact with great preaching, to hear beautiful hymns of the church, even as people may be able to do that in their local congregation on Sunday morning, but then to be able to join us again and participate in a program like Worship Anew. So many people, it's an enriching experience for them to be able to continue to grow in their faith and be able to be ministered to in that way.
That's super exciting. We're looking forward to sharing that with our listeners in September. And again, the web address, worshipanew.org, is that right?
That's right, worshipanew.org.
You can find more information there. And again, the phone number, 260-471-5683.
That's correct.
Very good. Well, Matthew, thank you so much for spending this time with us on the Coffee Hour. Looking forward to sharing Worship Anew with our listeners in September.
Thank you for having me. It was a blessing. I appreciate all of you.
You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.